Okay, I'm here in Henry Addington's for Pubcast Extra. It's 10:50 on a Friday night. My name's Jim Staples. I'm here with Simon Head.
You're right.
And Stephen Gregg.
Hello.
First topic of conversation. If you had to have one celebrity managing your football team, what celebrity would you choose and why? Stephen, what celebrity would you have managing Cardiff City FC? And why? And why?
That's an incredibly difficult question to ask.
It is an incredibly difficult question to ask, but I'm putting you on the spot. You didn't know it was coming, but I had to ask it, and you've got to answer it.
Well, there's this guy who used to be in Shameless called Johnny Owen.
No one's heard of him.
He was in the...
Steve Owen.
Hang on, what was the Gillingham film, The Shouting Men?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the Cardiff City fans, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the car park.
Yeah, you know the young fella?
Not the one in the wheelchair, then.
No, the young fella, that's Johnny Owen.
Okay.
And he is a massive Cardiff City fan, and I would have him just because he's a vague celebrity, but he knows... At the end of the day, we've got a team to win a league if a fucking retard picked this, so... I'd rather Johnny Owen pick the team who's a big Cardiff City fan, and that'd be fun.
So no Stephen Hawking for you. What was his name again? Johnny Owen.
Johnny Owen. It's not rocket science to pick fucking Greg Bellamy on the left wing, isn't it?
Johnny Owen, Cardiff. Simon Ed.
I think we need someone who would really inspire the team and give a team talk that would really lift the players. Brian Blessed. Brian Blessed would give the best team talk of all time.
Rick Robson, I'm going to bring him in now. He's an Aston Villa fan.
You're not going to go for Rick Waller?
Rick, if you had to have one celebrity managing Aston Villa, what celebrity would you choose and why?
I don't know why. I'd just come to Dale Winton straight away. I reckon he'd organise... He'd, like, ship him into shape straight away. Otherwise, he'd fuck him up the arse, like...
Oh, yeah, edit that out. You'd get a bad line going now, wouldn't it?
Do you see about Darren O'Dea and Chris Killen?
No.
Did you not see that? Fucking, they went out on a night out, while they both were Celtic, and they'd been caught having a kiss. Like on camera. Simon, have you seen that?
Who's that?
Darren O'Dea and Chris Killen. Having a kiss on camera.
I've not seen this, no.
You've not seen it?
Is this on YouTube?
No, what? No, it's been caught in the papers. I can't remember what paper it is. Star or something.
Fucking audio boom, mate.
It was, basically, they were both out while they both were Celtic.
Two Celtic boys, yeah.
Yeah, pissed up, and they, like, had a kiss, as in, like, you know,
I've done
kiss.
That, though, like, everyone's done that.
No, but, like, yeah, but, like, right. We've got Ipswich tomorrow.
Oh, Simon, a nice young.
We've got Ipswich tomorrow, and Darren O'Dea's going to be in defence, and believe me, he's going to get dogs abused. Yeah. He had a little gay kiss with Chris Killen.
Are you sure it was a gay kiss or not just like a drunken
snog? It was a drunken snog with a mate, but a gay kiss in football.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
What? Like, they're not gay. I'll say that, but...
You don't know,
they might be.
Don't say that, because if they are, then they're going to get offended. That
nothing
the
has been proven either.
Darren O'Dea, you're going to get abused tomorrow.
That's probably the end of the audio booth now, I think. I don't know if we've got any more.
Darren O'Dea.